Songs of the Night for May 21st. Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. There is no other means of approach to God than through the remission, the covering, of our sins. And there is no other means of covering than through faith in the precious blood of Christ. All suggestions, therefore, of salvation without a belief in Jesus, all suggestions of salvation of the heathen in ignorance, all suggestions of there being no necessity for a knowledge of the historic Christ, all suggestions that a recognition of the Christ Spirit of righteousness is sufficient, all suggestions of harmony with God through any other than the one appointed mediator of the new covenant, receive a thorough condemnation in the words of this text. The entire plan of God sets forth and honors not only divine justice, wisdom, love, and power, but it likewise sets forth and honors the Lord Jesus as the only way by which access may be had to the Father, and by which everlasting life may be attained by any. In view of these limitations, how comforting are the assurances of the Scriptures that for the vast majority of our race the time of knowledge, and hence the time of probation for everlasting life, is future, during the millennium. Zion's Watchtower, 1902, pages 122 through 123, hymn 103. The text again. Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts chapter 10, verse 43.